for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. I'm serious.
Let it rain. Praise God. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Father God, we come before you this morning in a very peaceful spirit, in a very spirit of shalom. So this morning, Father God, I pray for your peace over this line. And Lord God, as I attempt to catch up with those things that I left and didn't finish teaching, and as I go on into teaching what you have asked me to teach this new year, so I ask you for grace and mercy. And I ask you that grace and mercy extend over this line. I ask you for peaceable favor. And I ask you, God, with a spirit of thanksgiving, I thank you for a spirit of gratitude. And I pray, God, that all the people seeking and serving God will come to you, Lord Jesus, with a spirit of gratitude, not arrogance, not pride, but gratitude, thankful to you. I thank you this morning for how many families you reunited in the name of Jesus. I thank you how you poured out your grace and your mercy over this earth. I thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to give men and women, as you say in your word, witty ideas and creative abilities. So this morning, I thank you, God, that those people who were brought up not having to fight will learn how to be grateful for everything that they fought, conquered, and won for your kingdom. In Jesus' name this morning I pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I want you to look at something, and it's in Job. It's in Job chapter 1, verse 6, and it's again in Job chapter 2, verse 1. In Job chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them." That's Job chapter 1, verse 6. The next one is Job chapter 2, verse 1. Again, the Bible says, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. Now, I want you to hold on to that. And let's look at Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, starting at verse 1. "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a-hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, 'If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread.' But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, I glanced over here at this chat room, this chat. You see, if you typing in the chat, then you're not listening to what I'm saying because you're busy trying to give a rebuff or a comment. I'm going to say this to you. If you know what God is going to say before he says it, then you don't need to be on this line. You know why, brothers and sisters? I'm on here and I don't know. Other than the scriptures, I don't know. So I just deleted somebody who's not familiar with how we do things on this line, and they're not concerned about waiting to try to find out, as I said, verse 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. See, this is not a line where we argue, we wait, and Lord have mercy. It's starting already. Now, to that person, I blocked you. It's as simple as that. They said it's covenant. We know that. We know that. You're the new person. It's probably more people on this line that could quote the Bible to you. But God didn't put you on here to look. Verse 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again. The devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee. This is where I was going. If thou will fall down and worship me. Post in the chat room, 6 or 7 people, ordered to worship Satan. You have to be falling down. You worship him from a fallen down posture. If thou wilt fall down and worship me, that's what Satan said. Verse 10, then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Verse 11, then the devil leaveth him. And behold, angels came and ministered unto him. My point is this. When, number one, the devil was trying to tempt Jesus. The Bible says right there, verse 3, and when the tempter came to him, the tempter said, what the tempter say? The tempter quoted the word of God. That's my point. But the tempter said, if you will fall down and worship me. The tempter said, when the tempter came to Jesus, number one, he came from a position of questioning who Jesus was. If you are the Son of God, you see, the tempter already knows and already is aware of what God possesses, the power, the authority, and his own creator. Remember that. The tempter was created by God. So the tempter, Lucifer, who became the tempter, was in heaven with God. He beheld God's glory. He observed God's miracles, and he observed man's character and man's attitude toward God. And he knows this. If he can bring any doubt in at any time, he got you. If he can bring one question mark, one inch of doubt, one inch of unbelief, he got you. He got you. Because the same way we sing that song, a little bit of faith, it only takes a little bit of doubt and unbelief. A little bit of questioning of God's authority, of questioning of God's power. Verse 10. After the tempter told Jesus, if you, Jesus, God incarnate, manifest in the flesh, if you will fall down and worship me. If you will fall down and worship me. Jesus' response was there in verse 10. Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And what happened? Can I get at least 8 people to put? The devil left him. The devil left him. The devil left Jesus. You see, you and I cannot afford to give the devil a moment of time. Not even a second. You and I have to do the same thing to the devil that Jesus did. Jesus quoted the word of God back to the devil. You get it? It says that after Jesus quoted the word of God back to the devil, that the devil left him. And it also said after Jesus quoted the word of God back to the devil, it opened up a way, obviously, for the angels to come and minister to Jesus. Jesus was there. Obviously, the angels did not come during the first two temptations. The angels came after Jesus had rebuked the devil and the devil left. Brothers and sisters, you got to live in that posture. It's not something you take up just because the devil, the tempter come, or just because the devil come and get in your face. No, you got to live in this posture. You must live every day with the understanding that the tempter is going to come and try to tempt you out of your posture, out of your position, out of your inheritance through faith. He's going to come. So why do you act like you're so surprised when the devil show up? Why do you act like it's a strange thing when the devil puts something in front of you? The tempter came to tempt Jesus, your creator, God, the Son of God, the Son of Man, incarnate, manifest in the flesh. Son of God, manifest as the Son of Man. Why do you think it strange, unusual? Why you think it's something that's not supposed to happen? If God allowed his son to be tempted, and God's son had to overcome the devil, do you think you would be treated or made privileged to any less? You are God's child. He's your father. Now, I used to think it was really, really incredible. I used to think it was really something. Because I used to sit back and I used to think, Jesus, God, Jesus, my brother, Jesus, my God, Jesus, my friend, Jesus, my deliverer, Jesus, God's son on earth. Brothers and sisters, if God allowed it to happen to Jesus, trust this. And Jesus is our example. And Jesus had to overcome the cunnings, the wiles, the traps, the entrapments. What makes you think you so much different? I talked to a lot of people yesterday, basically my family. And I thought about something. As I was talking, the Holy Spirit just kept making me think about the fact that Jesus is alive. He just kept bringing it to me. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. And Jesus is your example. And then the Holy Spirit, I talked to somebody and they had me listening to this preacher. And Because, see, I know God talks to his men and his women. And I heard this preacher say, this preacher said, he said, I don't preach through the gifts. And it caught my attention. He said, I preach through Jesus Christ and him crucified. He said, a lot of people are so gift crazy. That's what he said. That they think that when they when the gifts get stirred up, that they're going to do all these miracles and they're going to do all this and all that and all the other. And this was a very, very credible person that said this. He said, but they'll never accomplish all the miracles that I accomplish. He said, because they're looking now. He said, they think it's going to come through a gift. He said, it's going to come the same way it's always come, through Jesus. But not if the tempter can tempt you away from Jesus, it won't. Not if the tempter can tempt you into thinking that, oh, I got this gift and, you know, this gift is going to allow me to do this, that, the other. No, it won't. The gift without the giver is nothing. And I was thinking to myself, I said, now how did I become aware of all that I know? And I was just praying yesterday. And the Holy Spirit said, through Jesus. The Holy Spirit said, how did the men of old accomplish all the miracles when nobody had written any books about the Holy Spirit? And the Holy Spirit said, through Jesus. I heard the Holy Spirit say, through Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And so I said, now I know if anybody out here is a radical Jesus believer, it's me. And I said, I know all this is important. And then the Holy Spirit said, well, that's why God told you to reconnect and to connect men and women with Jesus intimately and personally. So then they will know that when you get ready, because you're almost ready to teach those gifts and those fruits and those seven spirits, but that they're all work. They all work through Jesus. Because if you don't have the understanding of who Jesus is, all those gifts and things come by way of the Holy Spirit baptism. And the Holy Spirit is who? And God is who? The Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three in one, Jesus. It's all predicated upon your own personal relationship with Jesus. Going on here, the Bible says, after Jesus had rebuked the devil, then the angels came. And then the angels ministered to Jesus. It goes on to say here, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. You know what it says right here in verse 16? The people which sat in darkness, saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light. Well, the Bible says that Jesus is the light of the world. And then it says, them which sat in the region and shadow of death. Well, the Psalms say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Verse 17, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And you know what it says after that? Remember, it was after the tempting of the devil. It was after Jesus had rebuked the devil. It was after Jesus had overcome the tempter that the angels came and ministered to him. It was after Jesus had rebuked the devil that the darkness and the gross darkness was revealed over the people. It was after that that Jesus, Son of God, Son of Man, woo, Son. The Bible says, became the light. He became the light. And he told men, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Bible says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, what he said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they, the Bible says, straightway left their nets and followed Jesus. Jesus is saying to you again this morning, follow me. Yeah, the tempter's going to come, but if you follow me, I'm going to teach and show you by demonstration how to overcome the tempter. If you come and follow me, I'm going to bring you out of the darkness into the marvelous light. But if you come and follow me, you're going to have to become a fisher of men. Brothers and sisters, as you follow me, verse 23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness. Follow me. Jesus is saying, I'm going to use you in a demonstrable manner to heal the sickness. Follow me and allow me to heal your sickness as I make you an example unto men and women. My goodness operating through you is going to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me, Jesus is saying to you this morning. Verse 24, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto Jesus Jesus in you is ready to receive them. Christ in you. And greater works shall you do. They brought unto Jesus all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments and those which were possessed with devils and those which were lunatic and those that had the palsy, paralyzed, and Jesus healed them all. All means all. Verse 25, and there followed him those of you that feel so inclined to lead. God wants you to lead. But first he wants you to lead people to him, because he's the one that's going to lead them to you so that you will lead them to him. Follow me, Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you. I'm not going to require you to get it on your own. I'm going to make you a fisher of men. I'm going to make you into what you have to be. And you won't do it from a falling down position. Because the Bible says, stand. 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 And having done all, stand. And having done all, continue to stand. 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 Follow me, Jesus said. And stand. Stand. Follow me. And I will make you, Jesus said. I'll make you into a God-made man or a God-made woman. Follow me, and I'm going to make you. Jesus the same. Yesterday, today, and forever.
I hear your voices. I put my arm around a pain-filled world. I see your wars. I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out. But you don't need much. Though it doesn't take a lot.
Just the word. can move, you can move, you can move any mountain. Nothing you, you can't do, you can move any mountain.
It's easy to go halfway and not really do it, but that makes the concept.